at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Gumby with Think Bold, Be Bold. Alan Witch, you're in the house, right?
In the house. I'm in the house.
There you go.
This is an awesome house. Dude, we're having a blast. Today has been fantastic. Great night's sleep, great morning. We've had great energy this morning, and we're going to have fantastic energy this afternoon. I love this. I'm just jazzed, pumped, excited. We're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Well, outside of that, you know.
For sure. Going into the new year with, you know, organized thoughts, a firm direction, you know, collaboration and network that you can trust and you can reach out to. And, you know, our guest today is someone that, you know, I felt a strong connection because she's an awesome person and she just cares about her clients and she's doing an awesome job doing all kinds of things that's in her world. And she knows, you know, obviously a mutual friend, which is awesome. We're excited about that and just the magazine. And Yeah, I'm excited for sure. This is going to be a great energized show. And without further ado, why don't we just get right into it, Alan?
Absolutely. I love the power of events. You and I met at an event, four plus years ago, how we started. A lot of our collaborations have come from events. And today's guest is no unique member of the event circuit. And I know that there's a story, and you guys can talk about that story. But our guest today, Aaron Sell. Aaron, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for being part of this network. Thanks for being, you know, the kind of person that you are. You're a social media strategist, and we love that because in this day and age, to not be connected socially can be a real detriment, but you can also do it wrong. We know you're doing it right, and we want to hear about some of those unique experiences. So, welcome to the show, Aaron.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Right at the beginning, this is a great opportunity for the audience. You know, bring out your journal. This is where the golden nuggets just get poured out. There's great opportunities. I'm sure Aaron's going to fill you. is going to fill you up with some really great ideas. Socially Powered is her company. She's done some amazing things. She's featured on some great podcasts, and you got to go check it out. You know, definitely if you just Google her.
SociallyPowered.com.
But if you just Google Aaron, she's done an awesome job, which is a great representation of what she does for her clients, because as soon as you put it up, she's the first one that, you know, shows up and you get right into it, and she dominates that digital DNA, which I would expect, right? Because she knows how to do that, and that's what she does for her clients. So Aaron, welcome. It's great to see you. We had an opportunity to meet last year at a great event called Live to Grind with Brandon T. Adams. Great speakers were there. Joel Kalm was awesome. He's always awesome to listen to. And, you know, just an amazing array of different people and filled the room with a lot of gratitude. And we came out of that with a lot of great new connections, hence our connection now, and getting you on our show and doing some cool things with you in the magazine that's coming up, and just there's so much power in events, and Aaron will obviously dive into that. But you know, Aaron, you could be doing all kinds of things, right? You could be doing anything you really want. You specifically are doing what you do now, but there has to be a story behind that. There has to be some pivots. There has to be some sort of things that happen to us that get you where you are, and just the wonderful things that you've been able to accomplish thus far, and so many big goals, and that's what I love about you. You've got some big aspirations, some big thinking, and you're connected to so many amazing people that are going to help you get there, and that's what I love as well. So why don't we start there? How'd you get here? What was that journey?
There's obviously everybody has their story. So mine is I spent entirely too much time in corporate America. Did the normal path a lot of people follow. I went to college, and when I graduated, I ended up in corporate and was there. It's kind of interesting, and if you know me, you wouldn't probably think this is where I spent many, many years, but corporate manufacturer of roofing materials for commercial roofing. So I started in customer service. I spent a couple years in transportation, and then went back and did like high level customer service account management for commercial roofing products. Let me just tell you that commercial roofing is really boring.
You mean you didn't get fired up every day going to work?
I did not. Not even remotely fired up.
Hey, I was in architecture for 25 years, and I used to write roofing specs, so I'm right with you.
Yeah, I have looked at many roofing specs.
Some of those probably wrote them sleeping, so just I'm tracking with you 100%. Yep. No offense to the roofing industry.
No.
A great industry. We have to have it, but it doesn't always fit everybody.
It is important. It's nice to have a roof. And
there's
many amazing people in the industry. It just wasn't where I saw myself,
being. Wasn't your genius zone.
No.
Hey, when did this all happen, Aaron? What year? Just to give some context to.
So I left
that journey.
I left the roofing industry in 2013.
Wow.
Five years.
That's incredible.
Wow.
And I say this is because, obviously there's enormous power in starting something, as you know, and you probably fumbled, and I can't wait to hear a lot of the stories along that way. But that's a very short period of time, when you really look, probably not to you because you're like in it every day at the time, but you look back and it's that same thing that I always sort of quote, life is lived forward, but often, not understood until you look backwards, and you probably would agree. But you've come leaps and bounds. So obviously, corporate was holding you back.
It was.
Right?
It was. And it's interesting because so my undergrad is marketing, and then my company paid for me to get my MBA in marketing, and I tried to get into the marketing department for years and years within the company. And honestly, it's funny because I'm friends with one of the, he doesn't work there anymore, but he was a marketing manager, and I interviewed with him many, many times, and he's told me, I still don't understand why I never got a marketing job. But that being said, because I didn't get a job in marketing, it has led me to where I am today, which was to start my own company.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there was reason, there was a plan, there was a purpose, right?
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And you had the great benefit, and I'm just going to, identify this for the audience listening in, and these are sort of little things that as you're listening wherever you are on that journey, is that you did it in a way that actually they paid for you to go and learn. And, there's nothing wrong with that. I was working with Pepsi-Cola, big corporate America, working in sales and marketing, learned a ton about branding, had so many things that I was, given in terms of education that I took advantage of. And if you have that in your environment, take advantage of it, because like Aaron, myself, and Alan, we all were in those situations where when you learn that knowledge, you've got some power. And obviously, Aaron, you took that, and you know, look at you go now. 13 to 2018, 4 years, you know, going on your fourth year, and wow. So you started your new business, and did they come flying in? Like, were all the clients just flying in, or what?
They actually were. It's amazing how that works. You know, it is an interesting story. So I really was kind of in this weird, you know, is this what I'm doing? I was, you know, my prior life before commercial roofing was actually telecom. So I, like, in college and after college, I did sales for telecommunications companies, small business sales and residential. And I actually, when I left commercial roofing, I thought I was going to go back to telecom. And the person that I was working with really wanted me to do cold calling. And that just wasn't where I wanted to be at that time. Cold calling it's not fun.
It's and a unique animal.
A necessary evil. But it could be evil. And obviously there's some great ways to learn, and that's the purpose of other people that can show you how to do that. But cold calling, totally.
Not really my jam. So
not many people's jam.
Many people like doing that.
So actually what had sparked this business was it's kind of a sad story, but it for a reason. So I actually I lost my stepdad to pancreatic cancer in 2011.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It is. Mm-hmm. And so really, but it's kind of a good story now, because what ended up happening was after I lost him, I started volunteering for the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. And through volunteering with them, they needed somebody to help with their social media. And I thought, I can do that. So I started doing that. I was actually doing that while I was still working for the roofing manufacturer.
Right.
And so I was doing that for a few years, and I thought, oh, well, this is fun. I actually like doing this. And a friend of mine suggested, you know, you could probably do this for other businesses and get paid. And I thought,
light bulb.
Right. I mean, I have a background in marketing. So basically started brainstorming names and came up with Socially Powered. Not even really sure where that came from, but so came up with that name.
A divine gift.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Put it out there. I, you know, went and grabbed the domain and grabbed the Facebook page and grabbed, you know, all the handles and published it on my personal Facebook page that, hey, I'm doing this. Here's my company. I, you know, if you know anybody that needs help with social media, send them my way.
That's awesome. From some tragedy came some business life, and became a pivot, and became a launch of energy and a mission. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mission driven for sure.
Yep.
Exactly. So put it out there. You know, somebody that I knew from it is interesting how life happens. But I used to sell Pampered Chef.
Oh,
and
yes.
So
I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
So I did a lot of networking
events,
hungry. You know, where you go and set up a table at an event and sell your goods.
Been there, done that.
Yep. So I met this guy at a networking event, and we connected on Facebook, and he reached out to me. He has a, like, marketing promotional items company, and he's like, I've got some clients that probably need your help. So he connected me with my first few clients. And some of those were great clients. Some of them were not so great.
happens. That's part of the process, part of the journey.
And this is one of the things that I talk, like you talk about, you know, the good and the bad, the ugly. And so I was working with this one client that was, they were not great by any means. And I was really, really struggling with them, to the point that I was like in tears thinking about them. And but I needed the money because they were like one of, you know, my first clients that were actually paying me. And I struggled with what to do. Like, do I continue working with somebody that is not great, or do I let them go and open up the space for somebody good to come in? And I, this is one of my very favorite stories about my business. Literally the day I had the conversation with them that like we were no longer going to work together, the very next day I got a LinkedIn message from somebody who ended up being an ideal client for me. And she reached out to me and said, "Hey, Aaron," like she connected with me and said, "Hey, Aaron, are you doing social media?" And, you know, my response of, "Yeah, of course." And she's like, "I need help." So she ended up like the very next week coming on as a client. So I got rid of the client that was making me cry and took on what ended up being an ideal client for me at the time.
I love that. You made a decision, a pivot came, and the universe paid you back.
Right.
Be careful what you ask for, right?
What's really crazy about it is I kind of go into the health wellness space a lot. And what's crazy is the person who connected or who had connected with me actually taught me meditation. So it's just like the universe was definitely speaking that day. So.
Yeah. If I was, it's funny, Aaron, you use a lot of vernaculars that I use. So if I was a woman, I'd probably be you. because, you know, I talk about the universe. I talk about things that, you know, line up and for reasons. And you said something really cool. So I'm going to recap, you know, just for the audience to see, you know, first of all, there's enormous power in starting. And you just put it out there. And, you know, in fact, you're probably a lot like me. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And when I actually put it out there and say, I'm going to do it, then I'm responsible for that so much that I'm going to make it happen. Like, it doesn't matter. It might not be perfect and it might not be even good. It might not even be useful. But when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it because I know the power in starting something and putting it out there and saying and committing and making that decision. But you went to a networking event right after. You met someone who brought you know, clients in, and you got to a point where you're really miserable doing something you wanted to do and love. So you fired that client because I fired lots of clients,
right?
Big paying clients too, just because again, I'm a firm believer that when you have WEIGHT, you're going to WAIT for things to happen in your life. You know, weight versus weight, not necessarily weight on our physical body, but weight in our minds and just weighing us down. So every time we're thinking about it, it actually makes it get even bigger and enormous and just, you know, makes us feel certain ways. And that feeling, actions, feeling, and thoughts are so important to life that, you know, I just wanted to round that out a little bit for everybody. And then, obviously, when you let it all go, you didn't have to wait for, you know, your ideal at the time client to come in. So, great story. I love those types of, you know, what do they call those, coincidences or serendipities or... you know, in my mind, it's already something you've probably created because you've also thought about who your ideal client was by knowing who your ideal client wasn't. Right?
Yep.
So that's
which
awesome.
Is important. And so many people, you know, I feel like so many people don't think about that. Who is it that you want to work with versus, you know, just taking
the money,
you're given. Like, you don't have to just take what you're given. You can choose. Yeah.
Well, it's a big world, and obviously, you know, and we'll talk about that because I want to learn a lot about socially powered, and let the audience know obviously how they can get in touch with you, work with you. But you've got some really cool things, branding and marketing strategy. Obviously, you've got the experience. I would say you probably have 10,000 hours, as they say. you know that you become an expert in something, and you really get it, and you can help people. But you also help people analyze their social media. You've got obviously training and helping people understand customer service or experience. And then you've got some really unique abilities, because I love your website, by the way. It's awesome. It's creative.
Thanks.
It makes you want to stay there. It does. It makes you want to stay there. So, everybody check that out. This is a plug, yes, because it's worth it. And I don't say that often, but, lately in the last little while, though, the audience or the guests coming on, Alan, it's like, wow,
they've been dialed in.
Dialed in. What I love about that is because I can look at it and say, hey, that's a best practice.
Right.
Maybe I should be doing that. So it becomes research.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For me, anyway, I wanted to make a point about that. But let's talk about socially powered and, some of the things that you've got going on this year, and there's lots.
You got a
Tell
lot.
Tell us about what that looks like.
Big agenda.
For sure.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to dive into the thing I'm absolutely the most excited about.
Sure.
So
do it.
I started this last year. Well, technically I started it 2 years ago, but really hit the ground running last year with Social Media Day here in Denver. And
Social Media Day. What day is that, Erin?
It is June 30th.
Perfect. All right. Just for context, June 30th, 2018. Where are you gonna be?
Denver.
Where are you gonna be?
I'm
making the play right now to be there. So I'm throwing it out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Awesome.
So really, and this goes back to the beginning, when I started my business, I was seeing all these events that people were doing, I'm researching and finding out where I can learn and go and meet people that are doing the same thing. And what I found was that all these other cities were doing social media days.
Mm-hmm.
And Denver didn't have anything. Mm. And I thought, I didn't understand, Denver's a big enough city, why didn't we have something?
Sure.
So the thought in my head was, well, it's too early for me to do this myself. I don't really even know anybody or know what I'm doing or anything. So
the self-doubt came in.
I was new.
Sure.
And
I get it.
If somebody doesn't do this before you do it, you're going to do it. And you're going to be the person for Social Media Day, Denver.
Well, you owned it.
I didn't then.
In your mind you did.
In my mind I did, yes.
Yep, and that's where it's going to start.
So it was just this thought in the back of my head for some years. And
how long did you think about this?
So I started my business in 2014.
Yep.
And the first official Social Media Day Denver was 2016.
Okay, so a couple years it was stewing.
Couple years.
Yeah, it was stewing. Yeah. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
So basically what happened was I ended up being invited to a group here in Denver, the Colorado Women in Social Media. And it is interesting. In fact, we were talking about it the other day, how far all of us have come since we started the group. So the group was formed in late, November 2014, November, December 2014. And, a lot of us were fairly new in business. The group has changed a little bit. Some of us were further along than others. So the group was formed, we started building those relationships, connections, and I guess it would have been 20 or probably early in the year 2016, I put it out there. Hey guys, this is what I want to do. I want to do a social media day. What do you think? And I had these big ideas and I was actually shot down a little bit by the group. They said, we don't have enough time. We can't do that.
That happens.
So it was already out there. And I said, okay, well, I probably can't do this on my own. So I'm going to let the group, I'm going to let whatever happen for 2016.
Okay.
So we did an event. It was a lot smaller than what I had envisioned. We probably had about 40 or 50 people. We did a panel, and then we did this really fun scavenger hunt downtown Denver, and then we had a happy hour.
Awesome.
And it was fun. And it was great. And after the fact, I said, okay, that was cool. But I'm taking this event back. It's going to be mine. And 2017 is going to be amazing. And it's going to be everything I had pictured in my head. So you guys can come with me and help or not.
No, you made a decision.
Yep.
Right.
So basically at that point, I started planning for 2017. And my vision in my head, it truly did come true. I had probably over 220-ish entrepreneurs, business nice. Owners from all over the world here in wow. Denver to celebrate Social Media Day. It was nice. A full-day conference. We had Kim Garst. We had Chocolate Johnny from Australia. Joel Kahn, of beautiful. Course. We had Michael O'Neill, Brian and Courtney Kramer, Mia Voss.
Wow.
You had a big lineup.
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a total of 12 speakers. It was a full-day conference, and then we did Joel's social media shenanigans after the fact. So basically ended the day with a big party, dancing. It was so much fun. And
fantastic.
Yeah, and planning even bigger and better. Of course, you have to, like you said, think big.
Right.
And I have a goal of doubling the attendance this year. Like I said, I went and looked at a venue earlier this week. I've got a few more venues I want to check out, and it's going to be exciting. I'm pretty sure. Well, we've already really announced it, but I know I got an email today from our keynote or one of our keynotes for this year, and I'm super, super excited that awesome. We are going to have JLD in the house. For those of you nice. Who don't know who that is, that would be John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire. So,
love it.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And, you 4X'd on your own mm-hmm. Because it probably, you're itching to, extract your creativeness and get it out there and leverage, obviously, your connection. But, to go back, there's power in the mastermind. There's a power in group. Mm-hmm. There's power in events.
Yep.
Give us some insight to, because you do events, but you also attend events for the audience listening in that, maybe doesn't take advantage of some of that stuff. Give us a reason, specifically as well, why we should be at Social Media Day in Denver, for one, but the power of what comes out of those types of events and things, because obviously Alan and I have a really great story behind that, but
I'd
love to hear your perspective.
I love this question. Because events are, they're my favorite thing in the world. We met Chris at sure. the Live to Grind,
yes.
which was a great connection. Not only, did I meet you, I already knew Brandon, but Kevin Harrington and,
yeah.
There's potentially maybe, I'm putting it out there just because you sure. put it in the universe and yeah. hopefully it comes true. But I'm talking with Kevin about, perfect. Fingers crossed, he's going to be here in Denver as well.
I love it. Yes!
Sweet, that's awesome.
And yeah, he's an awesome dude. He's an awesome dude.
He is. He's so awesome. Yeah. So you never know who you're going to meet at an event and where it's going to take you. I met some amazing people at that event, at, Brandon's Live to Grind event. And, it's there. I know there were so many great connections that came out of Social Media Day Denver 2017. And I know it's going to be, even bigger and better as far as connections and who you never know who you're going to meet. It could be your next client. It could be your next best friend. It could be a business partner. It could be somebody that you hire. You never know what that, just by getting yourself out there. And honestly, for me, part of me being able to create Social Media Day Denver has come from me attending events. So every year since 2014, this will be my fourth year, I go to San Diego for Social Media Marketing World. And that's how I met people like JLD, really kind of built that relationship with Joel Kahn.
Sure.
Met Kim Garst. met Andrea Vall, met Brian and Courtney Kramer, met Michael O'Neill and, you know, Carlos Gill and Brian Fanzo and all those people that, you know, are in the social media world that, you know, I built those relationships online, but also by being there in person and getting to shake hands and give them a hug and, you know, hang out with them at the networking events. So it truly is about being there in person. That's how you build those relationships.
Yeah, it's about investing in yourself. You know, you're putting time, talent, and resources out to be able to grow yourself. You've got to be able to put those out with anticipation that it's going to benefit. And that's a key thing. You can do a lot of things, you know, on web-based and on the phone, but you got to go. You got to shake hands. You got to be eyeball to eyeball to really, you know, separate and grow that character. But what comes from that can be phenomenal. And you're a living, breathing example of what comes from, you know, shaking hands and being eyeball to eyeball and the opportunities that can come that you're aware of. But it's the unknown opportunities that come from those collaborations that can scale, that can be that real slight edge in your business to make it something you haven't even anticipated.
Absolutely. And I think about it, it's like from the very first year that I went to Social Media Marketing World to, you know, now. And I'll be there again in a few weeks. And just, you know, these people went from, I say these people, but honestly, the first year I went, I was very starstruck, you know, meeting, you know, like seeing Mari Smith for the first time. I remember this explicitly just because, like, I had seen Mari online. I had no idea how tall she was. And if you've ever met Mari, she's pictures of us together, me wearing flats, she's wearing heels, which makes it even funnier, but like, she's probably a foot taller than me.
That's funny.
And I just remember being like, oh my God, that's Mari Smith, and having no idea that she was as tall as she is. And we joke about it now, but.
Nice.
There's a secret handshake there that comes from being eyeball to eyeball that other people don't get a chance to benefit from. And, you know, that's a cool thing. You can, the probabilities and the possibilities that come from that are phenomenal. And, you know, that's a big note to the listeners. You know, you're watching this podcast, you know, you understand what's going on. You know, we've been dropping ideas and dates and things. You know, if this is something that it really is going to move the needle for people, find the resource, find the time in your schedule, and be at these events, because these events are what scale a business, what allow for collaboration, and take some of the weight off your shoulders by adding other people to the team. So kudos for being a walking, talking representation of what you promote.
Yeah,
for sure.
I guess for me, it truly is like, just believe in yourself, because like I said, when I first, you know, the idea came to me that, okay, well, if somebody else doesn't do this, I'm going to do it. And, you know, Chris, you said it, you know, that it was the self-doubt in the beginning that I didn't have what it takes, I guess, to put this together. And then, you know, fast forward 2 years and I brought people from literally all over the world. People flew in to be in Denver for my event, you know, less than 3 years after I thought it.
It's amazing what happens once you make a decision, huh?
It truly is.
Places, things. Events, circumstances, mm-hmm. The things start to show up, but it's because you took the action. Listen, we all have reservations, especially when it comes and pushes us out of the comfort zone. But, you know, we all know on this show right now between the three of us that, you know, when you get yourself out of the comfort zone, it's painful. But the only way to grow is to go through the pain, and then you get to the other side, and then you've got a new skill set. You've learned something. You've been able to connect with people, and that's the whole network, you know, equals your net worth, and meeting people that you're like, whoa, like I did the same thing. And then mm-hmm. you realize, hey, these people put their feet in their legs in their pants the same way, one foot at a time. And they're really down to earth. It just took some massive action. But what's most important, and this is the beauty about you as well, Aaron, is you're there to help people, and so are they. And that's where they understood really what life's all about. First, you know, when you're young, you want to make all this money and you want all these things. And then when you realize time goes on, and certainly I did, it had nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's about the time you can spend to help others and do what you really love, and all the other things fall into place. And as soon as you felt that happen in your life, that's when you went from, you know, investigating and seeing what's possible. 40 or 50 people showed up, and then you said, man, I really love this. I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it because I have this stuff that's just in me that I got to get out. And then it quadrupled. And now you're going to put a double digit on, or you're going to put a two-time factor on that.
Yep.
And I'm sure, you know, 2019 is going to be even bigger. That's just
that's
how things
plan.
Work. And yeah, yeah, I'm excited for you. And that's a great story and a great thing to be proud of when, you know, you look at where you are now. Obviously, to get there, it wasn't easy because nothing's easy. But
well,
I'm sure you look back.
All kinds of blood, sweat, and tears putting that event together.
Yeah, but
well,
you didn't
I'm
settle.
Sure now, though, yeah, you didn't. But I'm sure now that you know, you look at it, there's a simplicity, and when you look at things simplistic, you can start cutting through the noise. I think things get complicated when you add too much complexity, you know, and probably that's what was happening in your first group. There was just too many complexities, and then you simplified, and then look, you bang, you created something. So let's talk about, Alan, I'm just going to jump in because I do want her to get some stuff in here and make sure that people can understand where to find you, what they can do. But give us some ideas. I know you have a podcast, you know, and people can come listen to that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Which podcast are we talking about?
Yeah, Social 7, I guess you got a few.
Yeah,
Social
7
yeah.
has actually been – we have not done that in a while.
Okay.
It's something I thought about actually content. Restarting. I just need to talk with my partner. We started that a long time ago. I actually love the idea because – so we did it – so it was Social 7, Sundays at 7 – and we would do 7 minutes talking about social media, whatever, you know, whatever
love
was
that.
Happening. And the part of the reason that I really loved it is because sometimes I struggle with, as I think a lot of people do, with attention span. And so 7 minutes was just, I felt like it was really good. Because you could get a lot
sounds
of
perfect.
Yeah, get a lot of good information in 7 minutes. Easy to listen to, you know, you could drive to the store, walk around the block, whatever, 7 minutes, it's done. You got your info on whatever the topic was. But yeah, we actually quit doing it, and I feel like maybe you'll inspire me to restart it.
Well if it
maybe
gives you another voice.
Maybe this is what the conversation started.
Sure.
Because, you know, the content's still there, which is the beauty.
Yes.
And I saw it and I liked it. And, you know, thanks for clarifying. But if that's the push, because I love that idea. You know, I really do. And I'm just stating it. So maybe that'll re-energize some things for you
and
get some things going. But, hey, listen, tell us a little bit about how people can work with you. And I know Alan has another question or two as well. And these shows go so quickly. You know, I don't know how JLD does it, but he does have a clean, you know, very directive. But, you know, in our show, we go a little bit different, and obviously it's our show, but we like to flow and kind of go all over. But the purpose is obviously, you know, to really highlight some awesome talent and people that are willing to help you in areas that right now, in my opinion, should really learn a lot from people like yourself, and specifically you, Aaron, on social and how they can, you know, leverage it in today's economy. Tell us about that and why it's important.
Well, as you know, I mean, from my talk at Live to Grind, and I don't know if you guys, I don't know how you couldn't, because I feel like it's all over the news, but this past week, Facebook, you know, announced that they're changing the algorithms again, and businesses are going to show up less on Facebook unless you want to spend some money. And, you know, a lot of small businesses don't necessarily have the budget for advertising on Facebook. So you have to be a little bit creative with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the best and cheapest things that you can do is live video. You know, Facebook likes you to go live. And the more you go live, you know, I know a lot of people are scared of live. But you don't have to be.
A lot can go wrong.
Well, a lot can go right. Yeah, a lot can go wrong. But as you said, Alan, a lot can go right. And the thing is that it doesn't matter if stuff goes wrong. In fact, when stuff goes wrong, people love that even more.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're relatable. Viral. You're visible. You're real.
Right. But you have to be able to laugh at yourself. You know, I was actually, I'm sitting here, you know, we're on video, and I was thinking, like, my dog just came in the room a minute ago, and I have a screen up behind me blocking, like, the door. And I thought, oh, Dugan could hit that screen and knock it over, and that's a catastrophe.
That's all good.
If that happened while I was live, you know, if we were live streaming this, people would laugh. I mean, I would I would laugh and be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yep, there goes the screen.
There it goes. There goes my props.
Yep. Now they know what's behind the curtain.
Well, it, you know, and that's where a lot of the viral, and you know this, Aaron, as well, and we can talk about that because you did have a great presentation. Your numbers were bang on. Aaron knows a lot, just so everybody understands listening in, a lot about the stats. I mean, it's so important. This is her livelihood. This is how she helps people, and she understands it, but she shared some really incredible things. But viral happens from those crazy little things that happen, and you had a great example of a viral that, you know, is larger than life now, and I think most people know about the Chewbacca, the Chewbacca mom. And
normally I have my Chewbacca mask, but I let Joel borrow it because he interviewed Candace on Monday, and so he borrowed the mask for the live interview.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I have one here, but I don't have it close by. Maybe I would have done that.
Yeah.
But it is funny. But that's how those things happen, right? Is by accident.
Right.
And for instance, you know, my kids come all the time when I'm on, and remember the CNN reporter with you know the little girl or baby comes in, and the nanny's coming in, or maybe his wife. I'm not sure, but trying to
pull the kid out.
It's just too funny, right? It's too funny not to laugh, and that's when, you know, it gets a lot of attention. But tell us, you know, again, and Alan, I know you've got a last question. We're getting close, but I definitely love to hear, you know, from an expert's opinion, not only in what Facebook's doing, but, you know, there's some other platforms to take advantage of. What would you suggest for people to at least start if they haven't, or if they have started, what they can do, you know, particularly working with you on, you know, leveling that up a bit, right?
Right. Well, I tell this to everybody, anybody and everybody, if you're in business, A, you need to have a Facebook page. I understand, like, the algorithms are changing, but Facebook,
the bare minimum.
To me is like
a presence.
You know, honestly, a lot of companies, you know, I don't even know that you necessarily have to have a website, but you have to have a presence on Facebook. That is like the number one place where people are going to go look for you. And the thing is, don't just set up a Facebook page and then leave it. You need to post there. And, you know, I don't care if your posts never get seen by anybody. Still important to be actively posting there, show that you have a presence. From there, I really think it depends on your business and what it is that you're trying to do. You know, some businesses, you need to be on Twitter. There's a lot of companies that I say, don't even worry about Twitter. Go get on Instagram. And Instagram is actually my second favorite platform right now. Well, probably it may have even moved into first place because Facebook has been they're changing so much stuff. But Facebook has the most users. They have 2 billion users. So that's why I say you have to be on Facebook. But I really, really like Instagram. I think, you know, like, take advantage of what the different platforms offer. So, you know, use Facebook or Instagram Live. Use the stories option. Use Facebook Live. Use Facebook stories. You know, take advantage of what they give you.
Right,
and,
right.
One of my, like, favorite things about Instagram right now is with the stories, they are now adding those in your feed. So as you're scrolling through your Instagram feed, you'll see featured stories. So you'll see, I think it's typically you see three people that have stories. So it just makes it even more intriguing for you to click and watch people's stories when it's in your feed. So I
love it. And you offer up some workshops, which is really cool, because mm-hmm. Then you can come at you know, a reasonable entry where you can learn with some others, get some ideas, do Q&A, yep. and show examples. I'm sure you do in the workshop and things like that. And certainly if it's anything like your talk at the Live to Grind show, you're going to get a ton out of it. And that's directly to the audience. You know, Erin knows her stuff, and she's got some great information to share. And it's about the awareness as well. Most people are just ignorant, right, to it. They just don't know.
Right. And a lot of times you don't know.
You fear what you don't know, so mm-hmm. That's another thing. Alan, I know you've got something. I see it in your face.
Well, but you know, these go so fast. You know, this show goes so fast. But I think we got a little bit more time. I want to go back, Aaron, to something that you said a minute ago, and I think this is going to be key for everybody. You were part of an organization that had a common idea, and you let the common idea take relevance. And you let that go. You let the team decide what they wanted to do for the event. But you had that thing sitting back here, and that was your objective. And when that was over, when you honored that decision, that was over, you then did not listen to the objective of others. You knew, you took ownership of that, and then you implemented that. And I think that's a big key. I think there's a lot of people out there right now that maybe not feel that they're strong enough in their mission and strong enough in their desire, and they live their life built on other people's objectives. So I guess the question I want to ask is what was it that took you? Was it the drive? Was it the mission? Was it the excitement that allowed you to go over that little bit of a hump and said, you took ownership. This is mine. I'm going to run with this. If you want to run with me, go ahead. But this is the direction we're going to take that.
So, yeah, it's interesting that you pulled that back. So it was definitely challenging for me when I was kind of shot down in 2016 with my grand plan. I truly felt a little bit deflated and, you know, kind of just let it go. But then as soon as the event was over, I said, okay, this is great, but I truly, like, it was like I had dreams about what I wanted Social Media Day to be. I had been dreaming about this for years, and like I saw it in my head, what I envisioned it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what we had done in 2016 just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. I wanted more.
You didn't settle.
I couldn't. Like it was in me, and I couldn't just let it be at that. It had to
that
be
that vision.
Yeah.
You had to
caught a hold.
Get it out.
And truly, there was just this like thing in my gut that said, no, you have to do this. And
you have to.
And yeah, it was basically like, I'm doing this. You got, yeah. Like you said, you either come with me or not.
And be willing to circle yourself with a different circle of influence if necessary.
Sure.
Yep. And that's
a pivot
that's
point too. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, the majority of people did come with me. They did come.
Right.
So,
And that's good. I mean, you know, that it always takes a team, as you know, and it's so important. J.C. Penney, when he was 94 years old, asked about his failing eyesight, and he had commented back to the reporter that, you know, his eyesight might be failing, but his vision has never been greater. And, you know, that's one of the things that when you think about it, you know, we have these things that are, we have as tools. And, you know, there's lots of evidence around with imagination. You know, one of my favorites is Albert Einstein, of course. And, you know, imagination circles the world. Knowledge is, you know, condensed. And, you know, that's what the beauty is with today and using social, is that you can be around the world now. You know, it's right. It's a new economy. It's a new world. There's 3 billion new people going to be entering, you know, the online world for the first time ever. You know, we're going to see the majority of the world move and shift. You have to be there, and you have to connect with people like Aaron so that you get some good insight. You have a great strategy, and then you can work it. And I'm glad you said, like, listen, everybody's kind of different. That's why I need to sit with them, consult. And I know you do some consultations to get started. So yep. Take advantage of that, people out there. But the show, you know, obviously is coming to an end, Aaron.
Oh, no.
I know.
I don't want to say goodbye.
I know. Well, we're not going to say goodbye. The beauty about what Alan and I did is we stayed connected talking about Facebook. And, you know, all our past guests are private. We have a private network, so we'll put you in there and introduce you. And what an amazing group. Yes, it's a private club, but, you know, there's so much power. And audience, thanks for listening in. Alan, always a great pleasure to hang out with
you,
my friend.
It's been a joy.
But we're sponsored, obviously, by Mavericks Entrepreneur Magazine, a new magazine coming out. We're really excited about that. We're featured on C-Suite Network, so come check that out. iTunes, Facebook Live, that we're doing some cool things, Alan and I, for 2018. Stitcher, Bottomatic, and Google Play is where you can find Aaron's show when it comes out. We'll be sure to let everybody know. And Aaron, you're awesome. Come back on the show again, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe if you, yeah, good.
Yeah,
was that a big yes? We're gonna make her commit here.
Well, it's recorded, so.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, I would love to come back anytime.
Awesome, you're awesome, and hey, audience, so are you. If you need anything, info@thinkboldbebold.com, and it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.